Hey guys, Christy here. Just wanted to take a minute to chat with you about something that's been on my mind lately. As you all know, horsemanship for me is way more than horses. I don't know how many of you know of my history or my background, but I grew up in a way that would cause many folks to live a very angry and resentful life, especially if you have my personality. And I was for a long time. I had a lot of resentment and anger about my childhood. In my teens and 20s, I rebelled quite a bit, and didn't let people in, and spent most of my time focusing on myself and my own goals, and really bulldozing over a lot of loved ones in the pursuit of my own achievements. And in my 30s, I had an opportunity to go and spend some intensive time studying Pirelli natural horsemanship. And on that journey, it was a 10-week course. On that course, I discovered a few things about myself that I was actually fairly unaware of in the past, and decided that some of these qualities weren't really serving me very well. And that I was actually being quite selfish. So, because of my horses, I have been on a journey now for the last 13 years, at any rate, trying to learn to be a more effective human. And oftentimes, the filter I use on how I am doing on that journey is reflected in my horsemanship. So I'm always looking for better results with my horses, and I know that the better human I become, the better communicator I become, the better I become at relationships, then the more I'll be able to achieve with my horses, and the more satisfying their lives will be. So that's really the shortened version of the story. And so I'm always looking, studying, reading. I'm doing what I can to try to improve myself from a personal growth perspective, from emotional, mental, and even physical health perspective, and always studying to do better with my horsemanship as well. So, along that journey here recently, one of the topics that keeps sort of popping up in my studies, whether it's about personal growth or my health or my horsemanship, is learning about impulse control as well as appreciating delayed gratification. So in the context of horsemanship, impulse control to me means learning to not respond with my ego, or as we say in Pirelli, learning to not act like a predator. And there's lots of ways we do that. The first way that's most obvious to our horses about whether or not we're acting like a predator is when we get direct line, right? When we think the process needs to look like the product, or when we get impatient about the timeline that our horses need in order to understand or be able to perform a certain task. That mindset really promotes prey animal behavior in our horses, and what we're looking to do is to develop them as partners and not prey animals. So the better I can get at acting like a partner, the better I can encourage or inspire my horse to act like a partner, not like a prey animal. So another thing that I've come to realize is that with the direct line mentality comes a desire to act upon impulse. And I think the impulses we have are often installed in us through Mother Nature as a means of survival for the species, right? Whenever we feel discomfort, our nervous system is hardwired to look for relief from that discomfort as quickly as possible, in the pursuit of ensuring that we survive, right? If you feel hungry, you need to eat. If you feel, cold, you need to seek shelter. If you're thirsty, find water, and so on. And, oftentimes that impulse control, or that environmental impulse, impulsive response, will show up with our horses. We get impatient, we get frustrated, even scared are all a matter of a predatory impulse, where if we could get more focused and disciplined on focusing on delayed gratification, we would be a lot more effective, I think, in our lives, but certainly with our horses. So an example, well, the other way we get direct line about these things, guys, is that we think that the only way I can work on my impulse control, if my outcome is for horsemanship, has to be with my horses. And it's my theory, and that's all it is, just my theory, take it with a grain of salt. It's my theory that I can work on and develop better impulse control in lots of areas of my life, and all efforts will eventually lead to a better skill set that will improve my horsemanship. So for me, right now, the impulse control has to do with a couple of areas in my personal growth and health. Right. First of all, here in the Midwest, all over the country, really, even all over the world, it has been a very challenging winter transition into springtime. As I record this podcast, it is snowing outside. Today is April 9th, so it's a little unusual for it to be snowing this late in the year. And most of us are desperate for some relief from the winter season. And it would be really justified and easy to go about complaining about today's weather. And no one would think anything of it. Except for me, that's an impulse that actually doesn't serve much of a purpose at all. Complaining doesn't really fix or help anything. So all day long, my personal challenge has been to avoid complaining about something that's beyond my control and to stay focused on putting my energy into things that I can do something about. So instead of seeking immediate relief from some kind of external discomfort, I'm going to focus on the delayed gratification that I know I will feel when I spend my energy on things that I can have an influence over. And I feel like that kind of skill set developed deliberately a little bit at a time over a period of time will be well worth the effort. So some other areas, right, that I'm working on, I've been working with a wellness coach now for the last, I think about year and a half now, 18 months, maybe 15 to 18 months, somewhere along those lines. Her name is Tina Matea, and if you need a coach to help you with your wellness, I highly recommend her. Just shoot me a message or an email at savvydreaming@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to put you in touch with her. But I've been working on having better health, which includes, you know, weight loss. And boy, oh boy, you know, impulse control around the area of food is a hard one for lots of us. And it's something that I've struggled with most of my life, most of my adult life anyway. And what I've come to appreciate is that it's not something that I'm going to have a ta-da, all of a sudden fix, or, you know, this skill works now. It's something that I chip away at every day. And every time I can choose my actions deliberately, no matter how much effort it might take, I grow a muscle when I make that choice. When I choose delayed gratification over an impulse that would offer some immediate relief, that muscle gets stronger and stronger. And my hope is that eventually that muscle will have enough fitness that it won't feel like so much effort. Now, I haven't gotten to a point with that yet with food, so I'll keep you posted on that. At any rate, guys, I just wanted to take a minute to share with you a little topic that's on my mind right now, and that is thinking about constantly whether or not I'm acting out of an impulse that might provide me relief in the short term, but probably could potentially cause me more pain in the long term, or can I be a bit more disciplined and deliberate with my thoughts and actions and emotions and stay focused on the long-term outcome, the delayed gratification? I hope that you find this conversation helpful, And if not, I'm sorry to have wasted your time. Otherwise, keep in touch, guys. SavvyDreaming@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Have a great day. Thanks. Bye.